Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's really, really cool to have watched this thing grow and progress over time, where the Guardians have come back from 15 and a half games down. And this would be special. Like, this is where I understand we can all, Detroit's collapsing. Let's not focus on the thing we don't control. The Guardians have taken themselves from, at one point, I want to say it was 7.5 games out of the wild card spot.
Yeah.
And they've come all the way back to controlling a wild card spot going into tonight. So winning tonight isn't simply about gaining that ground on the division, of which you will be in first place with the division with a win tonight. It's also crucial just to stay ahead of the wild card fray.
Yeah, and this is the funnest part of the year. If you're a true, honest-to-goodness baseball fan, this really is like the best 7 days of the season right now, because every night from now until the end of the regular season, fingernails are going to be in demand, right? Sweaty palms time. Have your beverages ready to go. Maybe some Maalox, a little Pepto, because every pitch matters. Like, it's almost, you're playing playoff baseball right now.
Yeah.
You're not in the tournament yet, but you are playing playoff baseball starting tonight. You can control your own destiny. As you said, they already have control of a wild card spot right now. If the playoffs started today, it would be the Tigers and the Guardians. But you can leapfrog, instead of being on the road for that series, you can leapfrog the Tigers tonight and host that series, have home field advantage for that series. So, but this really is like the nerve-wracking time of the year. They've come this far. They've worked so hard. They've spent so much energy just to get to this point. Do they have enough left in the tank down the stretch to finish it off? And if they do, I think it's one of the most historic comebacks in baseball history. For me, it's right up there with the amazing Mets. Like, this would be historic, going from 15 and a half back to ripping the division from the Tigers. Remember, earlier in the year, everyone was crowning the Tigers World Series champs. Are they going to win the, you know, right? I mean, they were just ready to say that they were going to the World Series and they were the team to beat in the American League. Well, that's...
Well, not just so this, but this is why, like, a baseball purist, of which I used to be one and realized what a grumpy bunch that actually tends to be. Baseball purists complain all the time about the additional playoff spot in both leagues, which again brings us to carries the 6 playoff spots per damn league, which is still by far the least amount of playoff teams in all of pro sports. Well, this is the value of that extra wild card spot. Like, there are 3 outcomes here for the Guardians and the Tigers with 6 games to go. You can win the Central, you can win a wild card spot, or your ass can be out on the front lawn watching everybody else play baseball. Like, that to me, and again, this isn't true for everybody in baseball, but with a parity in baseball, that can be you on any given year. And this is why, like, in the NFL, you've got teams that are tanking, not playing their best players, not trying to win at the end of the season. You also have teams trying to set things up for the playoffs, not trying to win every game. With the way baseball works, especially this year, and the parity from, you know, maybe the best team to maybe the 15th best team, the parity in between those 15 teams means you really can't just phone it in the rest of this week, no matter who you are.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen in the NBA. It doesn't happen in the NFL. It really only happens consistently in Major League Baseball. And a little bit in the NHL, just because of the culture of the NHL.
And tonight's the mountain to climb.
Yeah.
Scooble's on the bump for the Tigers. You've beaten him. You can beat him. You've shown the ability to do it. So it's not like that it's this insurmountable task. still tough, not going to be easy, but if you can get him tonight, things you really set yourself up for a lot of fun over the next couple of days. Mm. But
now, this has been a very bold show recently. I had two guarantees on Friday's show, both of which came true with a Browns win on Sunday.
I already made my guarantee, though.
No. But I think my point is we're very bold on this show. Some shows pull their punches, right? Some shows get a little antsy in the pantsy, or maybe they bounce back and forth. They flip-flop. Not this show. All right, unless it's by design or it's a bit. And then we flip-flop, but it's not a bit. Unless it's a bit, it's not a thing. But can I get you to say this is a must-win for the Guardians?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
No.
You already flip-flopped. You already flip-flopped from a pre-show meeting where I asked you straight up.
You're right. I did say before the show, I feel like the Guardians have to sweep this series.
Okay.
Which makes tonight a must-win.
So are you flip-flopping again?
Listen, I might run for office someday. I got to get my reps in here.
But no, again, unless this is a bit, at which point you have to say this is a bit. It's like Jamar Chase being like, I'm just a troll.
I do like how appalled you are right now, so I am going to say it's a bit just to get you all worked up.
No, you've now changed your answer three times
in 30
within
seconds.
1 hour's time. That makes everybody else on this look like they're standing at the gates of hell and backing everybody down compared to your flip-flopping in 1 hour.
They got to win this series. They got to sweep this series.
Right, now we're talking about tonight. Is it a must-win tonight?
Well, clearly, if I say they have to sweep the series, by default, tonight's a must-win. Because last time I checked, you cannot sweep a series without a win tonight.
I'll tell you, it is a must-win, but not for the Guardians. Isn't that a great line? Isn't that like a really smooth line? Because that's why I was pissed. I was like, he's not going to give me the... It's a must-win for Detroit. If you can't win with Scooble on the bump,
right,
on the road, you will get swept. And so that the only kind of, I don't say concern, but the only thing that I know going to this game is, you always talk about who needs it more. Detroit knows if you lose this game, your ass is grass.
Right.
There is, you might get one more win here, but then you got to go play Boston. Those two teams are going to feast on each other, and you'll be the team most likely in this whole thing to be on the outside looking in. And anytime you add that little extra sense of urgency, and their ace is going and they're the favorite.
Yeah.
It means one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to light that ass up. And you will. You'll either get like four unexpected runs off Scooble, or he is going to be as good as we've seen him this year.
And he's
going
to throw a two-hit shutout against you. Right? I mean...
If that happens, I get to say that was a guarantee and jam you up for the rest of time. But go ahead.
That weakest guarantee ever. The good news for the Guardians right now is they win 2 of 3. They're in first place. Tied, but they got the tiebreaker. So that's the good news. And then obviously they have to do the work this weekend against the Texas Rangers. But the reason I say they need to sweep the series is so that they give themselves a margin for error.
Mm-hmm.
That they really, really send Detroit to that Boston series with their backs firmly against the wall.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I think the Tigers' backs are against the wall as it is right now, mm-hmm, because Guardians are 9-1 in the last 10. Tigers are 1-9. Their lead has completely disappeared in the division. At this point, they see the train coming down the tracks, and that white light has gotten really bright in the rearview mirror right now. But I think a sweep basically buries the Tigers.
The value of the sweep. This is where, again, I think they need the win slightly more because you're also at home and you got two games after this and Scooble can't pitch three games in a row. And more often than not, your starting pitching with the way they're going is going to trump anybody else's. Might even be able to trump Scuba like it did last week with Tanner Bibee going toe-to-toe with him.
Right.
But I will say, getting the sweep of the Tigers puts you in a spot where you have such a margin for error against Texas that it does just take some of that pressure off and allow you to maybe do some of the stuff that Detroit can't. If you, and it puts them in a position where they have to pitch Scoobal on Sunday, which means his chances early in a series against you ain't throwing game one.
Yep.
So that's another advantage here. Like, whether it's this game or this series, there's so much that goes into it on top of you just waxed their ass last week. Yep. In Detroit. 216-474-0092. Usually when people use must-win terminology in sports, I roll my eyes because it is so overused. I think this is the kind of game that you ask yourselves that with six games to go and Scoobal on the bump. It's at home. A win pulls you into the lead in the AL Central. Is tonight a must win for your Cleveland Guardians? And Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN on social media, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Curtis Danberg, Guardians VP of Communication and Community Impact at 3:20. We've got Jim Costa. He's a good man, but he is from Detroit, so he's an enemy today. We'll talk Tigers. It's also Lions week here. We'll get to some Lions talk as well. Albert Breer at 5:20. We'll talk about how close the Browns have really gotten to benching Joe Flacco. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, coming up at 6 o'clock, as he does every single Tuesday right here on Afternoon Drive. Is this game tonight a must-win for the Guardians? I think it's just shy of that if you're the Guardians. It's not just shy of that if you're the Tigers. And speaking of pitching, this is where the Guardians have what seems to be an infinite edge going forward. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.